cheese is a surge. As we talked prior, we talked about two different types of cheese, steady flow, and then also a cheese surge. And one of the things that you want to get good at is if you want to learn how to do breaks and different things like that, is you want to do the chi surge. And like I said, the chi surge is really like where you're just ripping the energy out of your body. It's kind of like you're just shooting it out, like as if you had a almost like a bow and arrow. You're whipping that energy out. You're also using the breath through what we call the Joshua shout, where you do the yah-wah. Now, you can use that sound, as you hear on the second CD, when you're doing your breaks. You want to be able to time it exactly when you're actually hitting the object or you're throwing the object. You want to be able to use that shout. Now, if you have another shout that you're used to using, you could obviously use that. But it's really the key is getting the tonality down so that when you do the shout, you're not only just doing a shout, you're taking and you're pushing chi out of your body when you're doing that. It's not just a shout. Just like when you get in an argument and you shout at somebody, you're not necessarily just shouting them. You're actually dumping energy onto them. And depending upon how you do it, I mean, if you're strong enough with the chi, you could probably shout and almost knock somebody out because it's just that much of a penetration. And what you want to be able to do is to do it in a circular motion. As I mentioned a little bit before in some of the other areas, is that you want to whip the hips. You want to twist it. You can do the chi throws many different ways. You can do it like a ridge hand, which would be like throwing a discus. Or you could do it like as if you were throwing a frisbee. Okay, overhand frisbee throw and throw the chi out. Again, using all the things that we've talked about in the past in terms of chaining the energy all the way up the body and using the hips, using that circular rotating force in order to send the chi out. Again, if you're using this, you're not going to use this against the straw. You're going to be using this against the chimes or something like that where you're looking to actually move them with a chi surge. And you got to make sure that you actually flip your wrists hard enough so that the chi goes out. It's almost like you're shaking the chi off your body, almost like you would be shaking off water if it was on your body. As you get better and better at putting these chi surges together, you're going to be able to break different types of bricks, and you're going to be able to control it a lot more. You're also going to be able to get further away from your hanging object and throw chi at it and get the actual object to move. Again, you're not throwing, it's not wind that you're throwing at the chimes, it's chi. So everything that we've learned up till now is going to be instrumental in getting it to move, which is the visualization. You know, what are you visualizing? It's going out. The belief factor. It's getting all these components put together. And again, hey, is it going to take one shot and you're going to be able to move those chimes every time? Probably not. But with diligence, work, and putting in the flight time of getting that to work, it absolutely will work for you. It's just a matter of putting in the time. You put in the time, you'll get the results with working with chi as a surge of energy.